Good morning, Your Honor. May it please the Court, my name is Hannah Garst. I represent Defendant Appellant Mark Elder. We believe that the District Court erred when it found that the police lawfully searched Mr. Elder's shed. The issues before this Court include whether the officer's search was justified by exigent circumstances, whether Mark Elder had a legitimate expectation of privacy in the shed, and whether the inevitable discovery doctrine applies. We believe that the District Court erred when it found exigent circumstances were present because it only looked at the circumstances when the 911 call was made, not the circumstances at the moment of entry. The government failed to prove that at the moment Officer Robinson entered the shed, the circumstances would leave a reasonable, experienced law enforcement officer to believe that someone inside the shed needed immediate assistance. The District Court, in basing its analysis on the circumstances of the 911 call, didn't take into account that the 911 call was made by an anonymous caller that with no indication of reliability or credibility. It did not examine whether or not, and the government did not put forward any evidence regarding anything that Officer Robinson or Gene had seen around the shed itself to lead them to believe that someone inside needed immediate assistance. We believe that the facts of this case do not lend itself to the District Court's conclusion that exigent circumstances were present in order for the officers to enter the shed. We also believe that Mark Elder had a legitimate expectation of privacy in the shed. To have a legitimate expectation of privacy, he needs not only a subjective or actual expectation, but he also, the expectation must be one that society is prepared to recognize as reasonable. Now, the District Court, in analyzing this, looked at Rockus v. Illinois, stating that an expectation of privacy based on an illegal activity is not one that society is prepared to accept as legitimate. The problem with this is that when Rockus went forward and was talking about this specific point, it gave an example of a burglar stealing from a summer cabin in the off-season, and it was his mere presence that was wrongful. The Rockus court also went on to say that one who owns or lawfully possesses or controls property will in all likelihood have
the officer only knew that he had a 9/11 call, right?
Yes, Your Honor.
He didn't know what it was. So wouldn't it make sense for him to look around?
Well, Your Honor, he did know that it was related to methamphetamines. The dispatcher did tell him. I think it is reasonable for him to look around. The problem is that when he looked around, when the other officer entered the shed, there was nothing existing at that moment to give them any indication that someone was in the shed that needed assistance. The officers testified that the only thing on the property that they heard was a television inside the home. There was no people present, no sounds, nothing giving them an indication.
Isn't that itself a little odd? You get a 911 call from someplace, you arrive, television is on, and there's silence. It might lead to the conclusion that somebody is lying injured and unable to respond.
It could lead to that conclusion, Your Honor, but I would assert that in this case, there was nothing other than a television on. I mean, it's a drug case where the caller says, I think that there's meth here, gave no indication of why he thought that, anything at the scene. And in addition, he said that the people were leaving the scene. There was nothing other than a television on in the home, which could be present any time a 911 call is made and the police respond. There were no cars in the driveway. There was nothing giving him any more indication that something was wrong.
On the issue of the expectation of privacy, the facts are that the shed was 75 feet from the house or thereabouts and was not locked, and in fact the door was left wide open, mm-hmm. and that the shed was routinely open and used by the defendant's friends who came and went at will for purposes of using and manufacturing meth.
Mm-hmm. Actually,
so, what expectation of privacy would there be in such a place?
We would assert that Mr. Elder himself testified that the friends did not have the right to be on the property. He did not know. He did not invite them. And he testified that he had in no way given them any indication that they could be on the property. So therefore, they were trespassers. As far as the 75 feet away from the home, we would assert that I know the government raised that in their brief, but we would assert that that is more proper questioning for curtilage cases, in which one would analyze the whether it was intimately connected with the home. I see that my time has expired. May I continue?
Finish your sentence.
Yes. So we would purport that the correct question would be whether Mr. Elder had the right to exclude, not the locality of the shed.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Garst. Mr. Miller?
May it please the court, counsel. My name is Eugene Miller. I'm here on behalf of the United States today. We would ask the court to affirm the judgment of the district court denying the motion to suppress evidence. Because as the district court properly found, the officer's actions in this case were reasonable, which is the touchstone of the Fourth Amendment. As this court's recent jurisprudence has said, the less protracted and less intrusive a search, the less suspicion is required. In this case, there was a 911 call. We would expect the officers to respond to that call. They did so in this case. The search of the shed was simply walking in to see if there was anybody inside. So we believe the district court properly found there was no Fourth Amendment violation. And even if there had been, simply by walking into the shed, the observations of methamphetamine, the smell, seeing the shed, were made from outside the shed. And an officer had already made a decision to call the task force, which set into motion what would have obtained a search warrant if the defendant's wife had not consented to the search. That is what the district court found on inevitable discovery. And for those reasons, we would ask this court to affirm the district court. If you have no further questions, I'll return the balance of my time.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Miller. And thank you, Ms. Garcia. You were appointed, were you not? So we thank you for your services to your client.